Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. Today, I'm going to be talking about how I confronted a cheater in chess. And by confronted, I mean I actually talked to a person that willingly lied to me about their cheating activities. And I just want to go over it right quick. Just a fun little story. As I come back from being sick, I was sick. I had the cough. Let's get to it. I'm hyped to be back, especially to the podcast where I left off. Okay, so here's the thing. This is how it started. First of all, if you don't know, I live stream every single day on TikTok. And on the live streams, I have a certain TikTok subscription. And yes, if you hear cars, so what? I'm out in my car again, and hopefully it's a good mic. But anyway, so I do live streams on TikTok. And on the live streams, I have TikTok subscriptions where if you sign up for the subscription, you'll be inputted into a Discord server. A Discord server, you get like priority comments, emotes, etc. when I live stream. And what happened was, a lot of people signed up for the subscription, got like 16 people in the Discord right now. It's been really fun, actually. But what happened was, there was one guy that signed up that had ill will. Ill will to the point where he aggravated every single person in the Discord. Let me explain. This guy was a cheater. How do I know he was a cheater? How did I come up with this conclusion? Well, what happened first was he was playing every single player and he wasted about 10 seconds on every move. He claimed that he was a 2300 rated player, and there was specific things that he was doing that everybody was noticing, especially when he played me. He beat me a few times, but that was before I knew he was cheating. And I don't come up with these accusations, not just suddenly, without playing at least like 10 games against a person. I have the mindset that if they are cheating, if they are using an engine, then I'm still going to play the best game. No matter what, it's not a chess tournament. There's no money on the line. Why should I care? But anyway, he was doing things like wasting 10 seconds on every move. And when he was wasting 10 seconds on every move, he would do that with even the next move being checkmate in one, which was pretty strange because he said that he was a 2300, and based on my knowledge, the higher rating you are, the more you would just see patterns fast enough where you don't even have to waste a whole 10 seconds. But on every single move, I'm not lying, on every single move, this guy wasted 10 seconds. Another thing that happened was, he claimed that he was 2300 and he had this new chess.com account just for the Discord, and his rating was 400, and he would always play unrated games, which I don't mind. I don't care if you just play unrated games. A lot of people just want to play casual chess. I don't really care. The thing was, though, he didn't have a professional account, and he was texting somebody in the chat, which this person was texting me privately. He sent me what he was talking with the guy about, and he asked the guy, so how, like, why aren't you playing at tournaments? Why aren't you playing higher rated players if you can dang near beat people above 2000 rating? Like, do you play on another website? Like, what was your previous chess account? Things of that nature. And his answer to that was, no, I like to keep a low profile. No great player has ever said that in history. Imagine Magnus Carlsen saying that he likes to keep a low profile, even though he's the best in the world. If you're really good at chess, I don't think any player would want to keep a low profile. especially on online chess. It's not like you're going to get famous by playing FIDE chess tournaments and things of that nature. It's just online chess. Nobody knows your identity. There's no such thing as what's the point of keeping a low profile? And then a third thing happened. Each game that he played, and I'm saying all these red flags just so that you get the drift of like, oh snap, this guy was definitely cheating. So the third thing was, this guy accuracy for each game that he played against everybody in the Discord and even against me was 95% accuracy. Let me explain how difficult that is. Even grandmasters aren't that consistent every single game. 95%. Grandmasters can get 95% accuracy, but consistent every single game? I don't think so. And then there is a fourth thing that happened last, which put me in a weird situation where I had to kick somebody out of the Discord, or prepare to, or at least time them out. He got banned off of chess.com. Why? I looked, there is a guy that posted something in the chat. It was a screenshot of the last game that he played. In the last game that he played, he had a 99.1 accuracy on that last chess game. 99.1 accuracy. How hard is it to get that accuracy? Well, Magnus Carlsen got 100% accuracy, or close to it, only 5 times in his whole career. So he's been world champion for almost a decade now, and he's only got that high of an accuracy 5 times within his whole career. And I was watching a YouTube video of it. Don't quote me. Take that with a grain of salt. I think Hikaru Nakamura said that too. So I had to confront the guy, and when I was confronting the guy, I told him all these red flags that was happening just to give this person a second chance. And what happened was, he denied all the accusations, like trying to prove things. He was sending long paragraphs making me believe, like, and it wasn't like a conversation paragraph, it was paragraphs that seemed like he plagiarized from something else, just to explain, like, oh no, grandmasters get 95% all the time, even though he told me that he was a 2300 rated player, which is not a grandmaster. So I told the other red flags, like, why do you do this, why are you doing that, you know, it's impossible, like, it's nearly impossible for people who's not elite grandmasters to get a 99% accuracy. And like, chess.com doesn't just ban people all of a sudden. He denied all the accusations, and I asked him just clear point, like, are you really just going to keep on going with this? And because he was irritating the whole chat now. He was irritating everybody, because now the conversation became not so private anymore, and he went into the chat, like the open chat where everybody could see what we was talking about. And I asked him, hey, are you going to keep on with this lie? And he said, I'm not lying, I play like this. Like, he's about this life. And so I had to kick him. And I didn't kick him at first. I timed him out so that he can reconsider his thinking. I timed him out for 24 hours. And then he messaged me after this, saying all this stuff, still not denying it, still saying that he's going to prove all of us wrong after all these red flags. And I just kicked him. I had to kick him. There's no way I could have a cheater in my Discord, a server, especially if we're going to start doing chess tournaments. And in this Discord, I want to start doing cash prizes. And so what happened was, yeah, there can't be any cheaters or any suspicion of cheating. We already know how bad a suspicion of cheating can be, even in the real world with the Hans Niemann whole situation. so that could not be allowed in the Discord. It was disappointing because I wanted to be charitable. I wanted to give people the second chance, but he didn't allow me to. So that was the first time confronting a cheater in chess. And then I realized something. Oh snap, there's people out here that will lie until they're in their grave. They will take that lie to the grave. There's people out here that will keep on lying even if they're caught point blank. And I didn't even tell you about the fifth red flag that was before the ban, is that he always wanted to play a game with a 10-second increment. So he would act like he's playing bullet or blitz games, but he would put a 10-second increment in there just so that he would have enough time to look at an engine move. And that's what he was doing too, just for everybody who didn't know. Cheating in chess, just looking at engine moves, it could be even on... If you're playing chess live on chess.com or elitechess.org or chess24.com, you can't have any type of help when you're playing a live game. And that would be considered cheating. And so what he was doing was looking at an engine or probably on something else. I don't know if it was like another website or on a different computer, but he went this far just to prove that he was a good player. And yeah, it's just crazy. It's mind-boggling that that tournament directors and just people that take care of all this stuff has to consider, oh snap, there's people that will act like this. So yeah, that was pretty interesting on my part. And when I was playing them in games, I started feeling like that all of a sudden, without even thinking about the 10-second increment and the just the false accusations, things of that nature. And as a higher rated player, you start noticing something. And I was talking to my brothers about this. The big difference between getting beat by a computer and getting beat by a human is very prevalent. When you get beat by a human, like if I was playing Gotham Chess or Hikaru Nakamura, I would understand, oh snap, he did these moves, I understand why he did that, he knows more about opening theory than me, I need to learn that sideline, I should have been better in calculating that variation. There's a human thought process that I can go through to understand, okay, that's how he won that game. When you get beat by a computer, and this is what I want to say, this is why you need to play humans instead of computers. This is why you need to play online chess instead of computers, is that when you get beat by a computer, you don't feel satisfied because you don't understand what just happened, like how you lost the game. That's why I don't really care about beating 3,200 stockfish. I don't really care because you don't really know how you lost. There's no clear process. Like, they found one exact position where, okay, in this position, you're just lost, even though there's equal material there. Like, you can go through the whole evaluation that humans go through with pawn structures, king safety, things of that nature. You just don't know what happened. And the only thing you could do is just not do that move anymore because you don't know what chess principle the computer is going by. It's just based off a calculation. So yeah, those are the two big differences between knowing that you was beat by a computer and beat by a human. You can't realize this, especially if you're lower rated, but you start realizing that when you get up there, you know, up there into the higher ratings. But anyway, this is my story of confronting a cheater in chess. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and I'm glad to be back. Running it back with another episode. Hey, you made it to the conclusion. I know that you didn't want this episode to stop, but hey, all good things have to come to an end someday. But if you want to see my other content, I am on YouTube, I am on TikTok, and my accounts are Chess Knowledge with H1. That is Chess Knowledge with H1. And if you just want to continue on listening to the podcast, please follow so that you can stay notified on my new episodes. All right, that's pretty much it. Peace.